Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. In all candor, this was taped from yesterday evening. Caught Joe Strenad here at Pratt, and they're pulling out. Joe, where are you headed?
We're heading to Tribune, Kansas.
So let's talk about where home is and kind of how your run goes each summer.
Home is north central Kansas, that Scandia and Munden area. We start out around Wichita Falls, Texas, and go from there to Enid, Oklahoma, which is where we came from. We go to Pratt, Tribune, and then we have a stop in South Dakota, and then end our summer run in North Dakota.
So I had heard that Texas had pretty good wheat. What was it like there?
It was good wheat. They actually fertilized it and sprayed herbicide on it. And so it was what we cut after in the 40s. So, yeah, it was a really good crop for that area.
And Enid, I heard, was good?
Enid was good. We had some hail damage, had some bad hail there about 2 weeks in a small pocket right before we got there. But, you know, once you get out of that, it was... Hailed wheat was 25 to 30, and then, you know, the rest of it was 40 to 50, and that's grazed wheat, so that's not primary, not hurt at all wheat. There was still cattle tracks out in the field.
So I hear the wheat around Pratt here, unless it was irrigated, is kind of disappointing.
Yeah, this wheat here, in the 20s, it was just so dry here. They got a good rain to get it up, and then it just shut off, and really haven't got any rain since we got here about a week ago. But, you know, the irrigated wheat was phenomenal. I mean, for the conditions and whatnot, you know, anywhere between 80 and 100 in there, which is good irrigated wheat.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about your crew. How many combines you run, and where do your people come from?
We run 4 780 deers. We've got shellborn heads and straight heads. It's just customer preference on that. Our crew is kind of a global crew. We've got a couple American kids. We've got a kid from Ireland. We call him the Fighting Irishman. We've got a man and wife from England. We've got a girl from South Africa, and we've got 4 guys from South Africa.
Have any of these folks worked for you before this year?
Yeah, we've got 4 or 5 repeat guys. We call them repeat offenders. They're back again for another round of it. So, yeah, we've got some steady hands and then some new hands.
This year is a lot different harvest than a year ago.
Yeah, you know, this year we've got clean wheat the whole run so far. We're not fighting weeds. We were lucky. A lot of guys weren't. We got out of Texas before the rains hit. You know, it's held some challenges, but not terrible. And the wheat looks clean from here forward. I think last year kind of turned everybody's opinion on weed control and having to have that.
So is harvest ready at Tribune, or will you have a few days off?
Well, we don't know that. We hope we have a few days off, but we'll know more when we get there, I guess.
Well, that is Joe Strenad, Strenad Farms. And they're from north central Kansas. This is Kyle Bauer reporting from Pratt County.